This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
At the end of the prayer, the Prophet ﷺ turned around and he said, "What was that noise? Who was making noise?" And some of the Sahaba, they responded to the Prophet ﷺ. They said, "We were rushing to come to the prayer, to join the prayer." Guys, can you sit down? Can you guys just sit down? Just chill. Relax. Don't worry. Everyone's going to get something afterwards, inshallah. And so they said, "Istajalna ila salah." We were rushing to get to the prayer. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Fala taf'alu, la taf'alu." Don't do that. Don't rush to the prayer. Amr, pay attention. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Ida ataytum as-salah, fa'alaykum bis-sakina." Who knows what sakina means? Very quietly. Who knows what sakina means? Huh? Night?
Knife.
Nice.
She said knife.
Oh, knife. You're absolutely right, but it's not the right word we're looking for. Sakina, knife. Idha ataytum as-salah fa'alaykum bis-sakina. No. Only in Yemen. Where's our brothers from Yemen, right? In Yemen, you bring your... Yalla, stay. Don't worry. So, the sister said sakina means knife. It does, right? But sakina also means... peace. No, not sword. Tranquility. Sakina is what all of you have, right?
Yeah.
Like right now, all of you are like, Sakina, right? Who said it? You? Okay. So Sakina, the Prophet ﷺ said, when you come to the prayer, come very calmly. Don't run to the prayer. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ says to them, you know, don't rush, don't run to the prayer. Come walking, come slowly. Why? So that when we stand before Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator, right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Have Sakina, whoever's yelling over here. So the Prophet ﷺ wants us to come very calmly to the prayer. And when we sit in the masjid, we should sit very calmly, listening, paying attention, praying, doing ibadah. Why? Because right now, the angels are lowering their wings upon you. Did you know that?
Yes.
Do you feel it on your shoulders?
No.
No, why not? Why don't you feel it on your shoulders? Because they're doing it so calmly. They're protecting all of us. Because we're learning about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the Prophet ﷺ says, when you come to the masjid, come very calmly. Stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without huffing and puffing. Right? You go to your principal in school, or I don't know, you get in trouble. You don't want to go there and be like, you want to come and be like, "Yes, sir. What's the problem? I did nothing of this sort. Everything was perfectly fine. And Christopher was the one who threw that ball across the room and hit the other student. It wasn't me." Right? And then the principal is like, "Masha'Allah, masha'Allah." Right? Your principal goes, "Masha'Allah, you Muslim have sakina. I want to be like you." Right? Am I right?
No?
Oh man, what are you guys doing at school? Khalas. So here, now we need to do an example. Okay? How fast are we allowed to walk to the masjid? So I need you. Come, take your jacket off though. Just leave it on the floor. Alright, good. And I'm going to ask you to just clear a path. Alright? Come. Stand up. You're not going to crawl. I know you know the importance of coming to the prayer early, right? But, alright. You good? So show me. Walk to that brother and come back. As though you're going to the masjid. Ooh, do you think he's going too fast?
No.
Do you think he's going too slow?
Yeah.
Do you know how the Prophet ﷺ used to walk? Okay, now try that again. Go faster. Now you see, now you're going too fast, right? Who wants to show us? You. Yeah. All right. So show us. How fast do you have to go? That's how you walk to the masjid? Very good. Alhamdulillah. All right, mashallah, mashallah, very good, alhamdulillah. Here you go. Now, when the Prophet ﷺ would walk, he actually used to walk pretty quick. The Sahaba that were walking next to him, it was hard for them to keep up to him. So the Prophet ﷺ would walk fast, but he would look like he was walking very calm. So he would move his legs fast, but his upper body would be like pretty calm. And he was able to converse with people as he was moving. Right, so the Prophet ﷺ used to be in full control of his body when he would do things. Going to the masjid, he would walk like he would normally walk, at a decent pace, where it was a little bit difficult to keep up with him. And that's because a believer should walk with purpose. We shouldn't just be like, yeah, I'm going to the masjid. Aww, why do we have to go to the masjid again? You think that's good? Right? No, it's not good. When we go to the masjid, we should be like, yes, alhamdulillah, Allah bless us with the ability to go to the masjid, bismillah. And we leave and we go to the masjid. Okay? The next thing we're going to learn, inshallah ta'ala. So now we spoke about walking. Okay? How we walk. Do we run to the masjid? Okay. Here's a question though, I almost forgot. What if you're late for the prayer and it already started and it's almost about to finish? Yes, you. You should still walk slow. Very good. Why? Do you know why? Why? I'm sorry, I'm not understanding what you're saying. Very good. I said that the Prophet said to do that, so we should do that. Very good. Alhamdulillah. You're absolutely right. But the Prophet also said, so basically, you're not going to give me an essay, are you?
No.
All right.
It matters for your attention, and even if you arrive late, you still get the same reward for coming
in. Ah, very good. He said, even if you arrive late, you still get the intention of coming to the masjid and making that prayer. Yes. Yeah. Sorry, say that again. You're going to disturb the people that are praying, but no. My question is, what if you're late for the prayer already and you're about to miss it? Should you rush to get there?
No.
Or should you just miss the prayer?
Miss the prayer.
Just stand up and speak louder because all these people don't have sukuna right now. Walk a little fast, but don't run. Okay, but you're missing out on something. What I'm trying to say is, here, this for you. What I'm trying to say is, you're about to miss the prayer. What do you,
When it's finished.
Very good. Ibrahim had something to say too. No. That Ibrahim. The one who has Sakina. Not Sakin. Sakina. And then make up what you missed. Very good. Yes, please. I don't want to throw it. Okay? Very good. So The Prophet ﷺ said, if you're coming and you're going to miss the prayer, then join the prayer, come calmly, like walk very calmly with Sakina, patiently, and whatever you missed of the prayer, fa'atimmu, then continue it. As in, you finish, you missed two rak'ah, and there's four for Isha. So if you miss two, you still have how many more to pray?
Three.
Two. And so when the imam has done all four prayers, you need to stand up and complete how many more rak'ah?
Two
rak'ah. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said to do. So don't rush to the prayer. If your parents are driving really fast one day, they're coming to the masjid, and they're speeding and cutting through like parking lots and, you know, running red lights, tell them, Baba, Mama, please. The Prophet ﷺ said to go to the masjid with Sakina. You're making me nervous.
No,
no, that's a sakin. Don't worry. Don't come to the masjid with a knife, please. Keep that at home.
MashaAllah. All right. The next thing we're going to learn is,
what do we say? What do we say when we're going to the masjid? Not when you're entering the masjid. What do we say when you're going to the masjid? Yes. Shh. I need to hear this, brother. You say Bismillah, yes. But what do you say as a dua from the Prophet ﷺ's sunnah? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Yeah, that's what you might say when you leave home. But what do you say when? Yes. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura wa fi lisani nura wa ja'al fi basari nura wa fi sam'i nura wa ja'al min fawqi nura. Oh, you said folk, sorry. I'm just... خَلْفِ نُورًا وَمِنْ أَمَامِ نُورًا اللَّهُمَّ أَعْطِنِي نُورًا. Very good, alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes when we say this dua. We ask Allah, O Allah, please put nur. What is nur?
Light.
Who here has the name nur? Nur? Yeah, nur? Khalas, here. You get that. Just because your name is nur. Shh. You're nur? Khalas, here you go. All right. But the dua of the Prophet ﷺ is, O Allah, shh, sit down. You haven't sat down this whole time. You're making me nervous. The dua of the Prophet ﷺ is, O Allah, put nur in my heart. Put nur on my tongue. Put nur in my eyes. Put nur in my ears. O Allah, put nur behind me. Or on top of me, and under me, and behind me, and in front of me. O Allah, grant me nur. What is nur? Light. Light is guidance. You know when it's dark? Imagine we closed all the lights right now. Would you be able to see where you're going?
No.
No, you wouldn't. Everyone would just be bumping into each other. And then when we turn the lights on, you know what happens when we turn the lights on? All the chocolate and candies will be gone. Everyone would just take it. And we turn the lights on, it's like, what happened to the candy? Right? And then everyone would be sitting there like, what does he mean? So the Prophet ﷺ, when he would walk to the masjid, he would encourage that we say a dua asking Allah to put nur in our hearts, in our tongue, eyes, ear, behind us, in front of us, on top of us, and under us, and to give us light in general. And then the last things that we'll learn, inshallah ta'ala, is what do you say when you're entering the masjid and exiting the masjid? Who remembers? Who remembers? How do you know the dua? Okay, come and tell me because you're too far away, I can't hear. Rabbi zidni ilma. Very good, alhamdulillah. There's another dua though. Yes. Did you say Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatik? I heard half of that, but good, alhamdulillah. Yes. What? Bismillah. That's it. Entering the masjid. Bismillah. Alright? Alright. Well, think fast. Alright. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would enter the masjid, he would enter with his left foot, right?
No!
Why?
Right.
What? I'm right? He would enter with his left foot?
No.
You said I'm right.
No.
You all said I'm right.
No.
Okay, he enters with his right foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a question for
me.
Who here is over 40 years old? Nobody wants to admit it. Who here is over 40 years old? Okay, he was the first brother I saw. Let's see if this uncle knows the answer. I forgot what the question was. Who was it? Oh, very good. Why does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enter the masjid with his right foot? So you enter the masjid with your right because you enter the washroom with your left? Yeah. See, I told you, he wouldn't know. Does he deserve a chocolate?
Yeah!
I'm doing him a favor. When you get to over 40, you do them a favor when you take chocolates away from them, don't you?
Yeah.
This is nothing to be mad.
Okay. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam enter the masjid with his right foot? There's barakah in doing everything with the right foot. Okay, but no, not exactly. Why? Someone who's over 40. You're not over 40. You're not over 40. You haven't married yet.
You had your hand up before.
No?
I'm over 40.
No adults?
I'm over
40. Well, why would he enter with the right foot? I want to know why he would enter with the right foot. We do everything with the right foot? Very good. We do everything with the right foot. And then she changed it. I know she changed it after it. Shh. Yemenis have power in you. No, no, you guys are not over 40. Your dad knows how to speak. All right, any sisters want to answer this one? Why do you enter the masjid with your right foot?
I know.
Oh, okay, wait. Yes.
I'm the one who's done it.
Very good. Very good. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. Jazakallah khairan. So the brother quoted the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha radiallahu anha said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to love to do things that were good with his right foot. Similar, I know, but wait. But at first you said he used to do everything with his right foot. You're wearing a niqab, no one knows. Allah's your witness. I still gave you a chocolate. Why are you arguing? But the other reason is, there's another reason. Because now I ask you this question. Why did he used to leave the masjid with his left foot? Are you allergic to peanuts? The Prophet ﷺ used to leave the masjid with his left foot because he's going from a place of extreme honor, the house of Allah, as in a place of worship, to a place that is not bad. We can't just say outside is bad, but a place that is less than the honor of the masjid. So anytime you're going somewhere that has more honor, you step into it with your right foot. And anytime you're going somewhere that has less honor, like the washroom, you go into the washroom with your left foot. Very good.
All right. And then the dua to say, as we heard, was,
Allahumma aftah li abwab rahmatik. Oh Allah, please open upon me your doors of mercy. And when you exit the masjid, we say, Allahumma. Oh, you have to know this because you're all in the masjid. How are you going to leave the masjid if you don't know the Torah? What do you say when you leave? Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. What's the dua? Very good. Alhamdulillah. Jazakum Allahu khairan. That was really, really good. Where's the bag with the tickets? Yalla, go get it. You gotta do the raffle. Okay? Don't leave your stuff. Okay? Okay, so, question. Good. Allah takes over the vehicle? I think you have to keep it safe. Alright, that's good, but that's not the etiquette of the masjid. But that's a dua you when you're getting in a car or you're traveling. Anytime you're in something moving, even a roller coaster. Huh? No, I didn't. Alright? Okay, so I'm going to ask them. Okay, yes, I know. Please have a seat. All right, inshallah, we're going to. Girls, can I have it? Please. Yes. Class, time's up. So we're going to do the raffle, inshallah ta'ala. I need everyone to sit down, though. You don't have a ticket? You got to run to the office. All right, Marwa, if they go to the office, I need the other coupon. Class, we're going to wait 2 minutes. Whoever does not have a ticket, go to the office right now. Get it. Go bring it and bring it back, okay? Does anyone have any questions?
No.
So go to the masjid. No, it's not your door, your parents' house.
I know.
One ticket per family, people. One ticket per family. I see everyone running away.
I have a question.
Okay. Any of the adults have any questions? Here's something that we can add on to entering the masjid. Guys, can you sit down? Sit down. You're not going to sit down, you're going to go in the corner. You're not going to go in the corner, you're going to go out of the gym. Okay? So here, this is something that you should do. Something you should do when you're entering and exiting the masjid before saying the dua. What should you do? No talking. If you know the answer, you raise your hand. Okay? Before you enter the masjid, or before you exit the masjid, and before you say the dua, there's something else that you could do from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is it? Wudu? No. Bismillah? Well, we say bismillah for everything, right? But no, not specifically bismillah. Who said it? You said wudu? Okay, guys, can you just, excuse me, can you move away from this, because I'm stepping on people. Okay, yes. Huh? Pray two raka'ah before you enter the masjid. So you stand at the door and you start praying two raka'ah, then you come in the masjid? No. Done? Yeah, I'm sorry, you done? You have to give it to me. What do you say?
You say bismillah.
Ah, very good. Alhamdulillah. But you don't get anything because you're standing and you're just like, I had to tell you 10 times to sit down.
Yeah, sit down. You're still not sitting.
All right. So you say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Right? You could send salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Did you understand that?
Yeah.
Good, alhamdulillah. What's a dua when you're exiting the masjid? how are you going to leave the masjid without saying the dua? Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Good, alhamdulillah. Now you all need to get out of the masjid and then I'll do the raffle after you leave. I'm joking, sit down. I bet your parents wish you listened to them that much. Okay, so today we're gonna do two raffles. The first raffle is going to be for this gift. Okay?
Perfume.
And the second raffle will be for the $50. Okay? Everyone okay? All right, inshallah. So everyone needs to sit down and look at their numbers and be quiet. So the number is
4351562.
Do we have a winner? The winner is
four, three, five, one, five, six, two. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar. Very good. Alhamdulillah, this is for you. All right.
Okay, now. The next raffle is for the $50.
Bismillah, bismillah, bismillah.
4351514.
Is that you? Brothers, what's happening? All the sisters. You just have a 5 at the end? Well, this one has a 4 at the end. You got 1 5? You got 9 5. Alhamdulillah. Next time, inshallah. Okay, next time. So this one is 4351514. Very good. Alhamdulillah. This is for you. Did you win already last week? Okay, because someone with a similar hijab won as well. Jazakallah khairan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and your family. Barakallahu fikum. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Okay, so listen up. We're not done. We're not done. There's still something else that needs to be done. Sit down. So next week, I will be here on inshallah. Inshallah, I won't be here, okay? Yeah. Because I'm leaving for Umrah on Sunday, inshallah, ta'ala, okay? So for the next 2 weeks, you can come to the masjid, you can chill. I will get the brothers to inshallah arrange like snacks and stuff like that, hopefully, yeah. Right? I can't promise anything. I didn't promise anything. The management's probably looking at me going, what are you doing? But still come to the masjid. Make Friday nights your night that you are here as a family, inshallah, okay? Jazakumullah khairan. Remember me in your dua while I'm traveling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy. And I will remember all of you, inshallah, as a community. Barakallahu feekum. All the girls can line up in the back over there. All the girls over there in the back. No, all the girls over there. No, all the girls in the garbage. All the girls over there.
All the girls in the garbage.
No, I said put that in the garbage. All the girls over there. All the boys go to the front of the masjid. Yeah, go to the front of the masjid. Go to the front of the masjid. Okay, you can go over there wherever you want. Just you can line up over there. Go. Go line up over there. No. Go.
Excuse me, since there are more cases and they're like having more of a capacity limit, is the masjid also
going to stop? We will see. There's no announcement yet for places of worship. Okay?
Yeah, can we do that? Actually, let me just put some of this in.
I have candy
now. I want to pass out candy.
I'm just going to put this here. These are like items. There you go.
I want to pass out the candy.
Can you do that, please? One each. Can you help her as well? Just one each, okay? Sister, can you just give me a few minutes? Let me just close up my...